Ciao a tutti, welcome back ragazzi e ragazze, welcome back to Tactics Imperium, as always, powered by Serial Spotlight. I am your host, Gianluca Lie, and here we are, the final episode of this remarkable Serial season. As the Italians say, il sipario è calato, the curtain has fallen, on what was a thrilling end to this year's Serial campaign. Napoli have done it. They are champions of Italy. They have clinched the Scudetto after a tense Friday night victory over Cagliari, where at the same time, Inter beat Como as expected, but it wasn't enough, because Napoli have taken the crown. However, the drama didn't end there, because as you know, the final match day also sealed the last European spots and la zona retrocessione, that red zone, the relegation fight. With several teams fighting for their lives or a place in Europe next season. So for this episode, I decided to take a look at one of the most dramatic fixtures of the weekend, which was Venezia-Juventus in my opinion. Now, you might ask, ma perché proprio questa partita? Why this one? Well, Venezia had everything on the line. A win would keep their hopes alive to stay in Serie A, and they were up against a struggling Juventus side still trying to lock in a Champions League spot. And yes, Juventus just about made it, securing fourth place. But this game, it said a lot about where both teams are at and why they ended the season the way they did. Now, first things first, I wanted to start with Venezia. Say what you want about coach Eusebio Di Francesco. Two relegations in 2 years, it's not easy. But his Venezia side put really a brave shift. And tactically, they did expose some of Juventus' recurring problems, even under Igor Tudor. Let's take Venezia's second goal and also a similar action moments later, where the second goal started with Juventus attacking a set piece. Now, in this case, any team that is attacking a set piece needs to prepare what they call in Italian marcature preventive, which is preventive marking. Basically, leaving players behind to avoid a counter-attack and to avoid getting caught on the break and avoid conceding goals. So you have players marking opponents, you have players marking space, and then leaving players, the amount of players you leave depends on whether the opponents leave any players or not. Because if they leave one up front, you can leave two players, you can leave always an extra player to make sure one is covering the player and one is covering the space. But Juve, in this case, they were completely disorganized. And what Venezia did really well was exploit what we call a palla scoperta. A palla scoperta is when a player is carrying the ball forward with no pressure in front of him. In this case, the Juventus defensive line didn't delay him, did not recover, and basically Venezia sliced through them. There is this trouble that splits Cambiaso and Vega, and Thuram, instead of tracking back aggressively, just jogs. This allows Venezia to overload the defense. In the case of the second goal, Hubs find the ball at his feet and it's 2-2. And you would think they would learn, but the same action happened again, minutes later. Same mistakes, same lack of urgency, and Juventus were distratti. They were not focused, not willing to suffer off the ball. And this has been a recurring theme, because in these two actions, the same players were struggling. Cambiaso and Nico Gonzalez as wing backs. Not really tracking down their opponents, losing ground duels, losing aerial duels, and also being outsped and outmuscled by their opponents. Now, another recurring theme by Juventus, but not only just under Igor Tudor, but also under Thiago Motta and slightly in the past years as well. Juventus build a play. Another issue is how flat their midfield has been during the first phase. Locatelli and Thuram were often side by side, facing the wrong goal. And man, that is a problem. Because when your midfielders are receiving like that, they are easy to press. There is no verticality, no one playing between the lines, no one dragging defenders. It becomes predictable, slow, troppo orizzontale, like they say. You are not breaking lines, which is crucial. You are just circulating the ball without purpose. In fact, in one of my previous episodes, I had spoken about when a team makes two consecutive vertical passes, that means one, that team is on the verge of a danger section, and two, their opponents are not really covering well and marking well the opponents and the space. And look, sure, if you have someone like El Maestro Andrea Pirlo in your midfield who can pinch a 40-yard ball over the top, that's good. But Juventus don't play that way. They isolate their forwards and then wonder why they create chances, why they cannot create scoring opportunities, and why then they blame or Vlahovic or Kolomoani because they are not scoring enough. If you don't create, if you don't engage with your opponent, with your forwards, you cannot expect that you can score or to at least create a good number of opportunities up front. That said, however, I wanted to close with something positive. Once again, Thuram, this time not defensively, because I think there is some things to improve there, but offensively, because there is some potential. Because in my opinion, Thuram could be Juventus' version of Anguissa of Napoli. You know, think about it. Physically dominant, strong ball carrier, technically clean, can drive into half spaces, can provide assists, and can attack the box. You know, remember his goal against Bologna? That was bellissimo. Recovering the ball in the final third, shoot on sight, perfect technique, and finding the back of the net. I think if they use him properly, at least in my opinion, as a mezzala moderna, a modern box-to-box player, he can give Juventus some much-needed verticality and unpredictability, and why not also more goals and points up front. So, that was my take about Venezia-Juventus, the last game of the season. And before I wrap up, a massive thank you goes to Serie A Spotlight for this platform, for allowing me to bring you Il Calcio through tactical lens. From my end, this was the final episode of Tactics Imperium for this season. But you know guys, don't worry, we are working on upgrades. Expect us back più grandi e migliori next season. In the meantime, keep following Serie A Spotlight on our socials and leave us a rating and a comment. And most importantly, if you have any questions, ideas, tactical dilemmas, please send them in. I will be replying to some of your questions in our next project. So for now, grazie mille and alla prossima stagione!